Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. You'll be proud of me. I think, Biggie, you'll be proud of me. Look what I've got here. I'll show you in my Apple wallet is the two tickets to the Tennessee-Georgia game.
All right.
How about that? You told me.
That is embracing the lifestyle.
Just do it.
What are you doing with your money?
I love it.
It's the question of the week, Kelly versus B.B. Shea. Both asking the same question. Yeah. With very different intent.
That's right.
What are you doing with your money?
B.B. Shea goes to baseball games he can't afford. What are you doing with your money? Mm-hmm. I don't buy tickets to stuff. What do you do with your money? Exactly.
I had a thought yesterday because B.B. Shea told us something that I think was just stunning. Mm. But then I thought, will the younger generations just not know any better? And that's that he paid $42.
Yeah,
for one beer and a foot-long hot dog with bacon and syrup on it.
Man.
And he said it was stunning to him, and we consider him young compared to us. And he was even like, what? But he said, which happens to all of us, you just have that moment of you're not going to cancel it, so you just have to be like, ugh, and he just took out his card and paid it.
Hot dog and a beer in Toronto.
In Toronto.
Souvenir cup.
Which he said was not a good souvenir. It wasn't even a good cup.
Accurate,
it was ugly.
Accurate.
$42.
$42. Now, I know it's Canadian prices, too. They are more expensive. But I thought, we, of course, complained also yesterday about hot dog prices.
Yes.
Period. So, of course, we just remember a time when a hot dog was $2. But then will your son, Chris Kelly, just grow up thinking...
Yeah.
Paying $30 for a hot dog and a beer is just normal.
Yeah, concession stand prices are insane.
Yeah.
Well, will he think of these as the good old days?
Well, he probably will because it'll keep going. Yeah. You know, that's just how it always is. The price goes up. I had a similar thing. Okay, so when I bought these tickets, now I've been wrestling with it. My son goes to Tennessee. He loves it. And I was thinking about going to the Georgia game.
Now, is this just a daddy solo or is this a family outing to Dollywood in between?
Daddy solo. If we do Dollywood, it'll be more like October, November. Mm-hmm. There's a bye week, and I thought maybe we can go see him because they don't care about football, the girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the gals over there, they don't.
Well,
I had a
They're
going
to go quilting.
Yeah, they'll do
sewing and mending.
Do their
cleaning
makeup. You know, that's what they're doing. They don't care about men's things. This is football, okay? So Georgia's at Tennessee, and I've been wrestling with should I go to this game? And Biggie's been saying, do it. You know, just embrace and go live it.
You don't have that many Saturdays.
Exactly.
Home football Saturdays.
Exactly. So I decided to do it, and here's the thing about price. I was introduced to a new app called Game Time, which Biggie told me if you go on Game Time, and I downloaded it and everything, you can be literally standing outside the stadium and the prices start falling 10 minutes before the game. And even after the game starts, you can still buy the ticket and the price will be way lower because people want to get rid of their tickets, you know, and it's right there on your phone. So I was thinking about doing that, but then I was like, I don't want to be caught not with tickets. If I'm going to make that trip, I'm just going to buy these tickets.
Yeah, right? It's risky.
It is. So on Game Time, of course, you can buy them anytime you want. And there's many for sale, but they're incredibly expensive. So I go over to StubHub, all right? Looked at it. The prices seemed better on StubHub, lower for better seats, you know, by $100 or $150. All right, so... I called my son. I had my wife do a little fishing around to see if he wanted me there because I thought, well, maybe he's planning something with his friends. Hmm. And without her even prompting, he said, boy, I really wish Dad would buy tickets to the Georgia game without her even saying anything. So I was like, all right, I'm doing it.
We're going to need seven.
Okay, I'm just doing it.
What? No. I'm son, you misunderstood. I
Yeah, we're taking Robbie and Caleb and...
Maybe some baddies. Yeah. Maybe actually make it eight just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Get a baddie on the.
And you know what'll happen? You'll get there, and none of them will show up.
Right.
And then you'll have five extra
tickets.
Oh yeah, Caleb, he's in the parking lot.
So I was like, all right, I'm just doing this. So after thinking about it a couple of days, I go on StubHub, and I called him and said, I'm going to buy these tickets, and he was just over the moon excited. He really wants to go to this game, and it's almost impossible to get tickets even as a student because it's Georgia, you know, Tennessee. Yeah. It's a big game. So I said, I'm going to buy them. And then I said, would you rather, because I was looking at the prices, we could be near the Tennessee bench but in the corner of the end zone, or we could be more like 35-yard line behind the Georgia bench. And he said, oh, put us behind the Georgia bench. That's fine. You know, because the whole stadium's really Tennessee. So I said, okay, because the prices were different on the Tennessee, like the home side of the field, surprisingly. Well, I found what I thought was a good deal on about the 30, 35-yard line behind the Georgia bench. Pretty low, pretty nice seats. And on StubHub, I buy them, and the price comes up way higher than I thought it would be. The processing fee is $275.
There it is.
Two, because the price looks low when you look at it. Apparently, the other app, Game Time, includes the fees.
Oh.
But StubHub was like, oh, this is a better deal. So I hit it, and it says, okay, here's your price plus tax plus $275 processing fee. But I was all the way in, and I was like, all right, I just did it. You know, I just, God, that's a tough pill to swallow. Now, if I sit there in the rain and Georgia beats them 40-3, I'm going to be really, really upset.
And I, look,
I'm going to be really upset.
Let's not think. Look, negative thoughts breed negativity, so let's not even think
let's
that way.
Let's not even think of
orange
that.
Paint streaking down my face.
My checkerboard just turns into a mush of
don't
orange.
Let the CBS cameras find you.
Well, the crying.
Or the ESPN cameras find you.
Who's this radio boob sitting there crying?
Did you see Alabama fan? At the Florida State game,
was he crying in the rain? Because it rained there.
Yeah. I can't remember. It was late in the game, and Alabama was getting just trashed by Florida State. Yeah. And the camera zoomed in on a lone Bama fan standing there in his Bama shirt. He looked to be about maybe a little few years older than your son. He just looked at the camera and knows he's on single extended middle finger.
Yes. Okay. Well, then that's what I'll... Surely they'll get some young person. They won't want my face.
No, they look for the youth.
Yeah, I hope. Because if I'm sitting there crying, they'll be like, oh, there's an old volunteer and just crying as Georgia crushes them. So we're now, going.
I'm no technological expert, as you know. But when it comes to the year of our Lord, 2025, processing is... That.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, it took 2 seconds. I mean,
there's no course. They're not sending it to someone who's changing the typeface. No.
It's the worst.
Erase this name off the ticket and put this name on it.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, when I hit finalize, it spun for about 3 seconds and said, boom, tickets are
You've
here.
You've got the tickets.
Here's your tickets.
Want to add to your wallet?
Want to put it in your wallet? Yes, I do. That's what they suggested to do that.
You've been processed.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they deal with people my age, too, because they say, do not print these tickets.
Yes. You can't take these. I got something here at the gate.
They put it in bold lettering. Do not print this.
Don't go to will call.
No, that was my game. And then I was so, you know, I've never really done this. So when I looked for those tickets, like, woo, look at that. There they are. And it just.
Now, is that a view from your seat or is that just
just a
stadium
ticket.
Shot?
Okay. Yeah.
The view from my seat is pretty good. I mean,
I'm 35-yard line,
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
Now you got to plan your wardrobe. Of course, it might be weather dependent.
I'll have to look at that. I know. I've got the view from my seat. I'll show it. There's the view from my
seat. Oh, yeah, that's great.
I like
Not
love
bad.
That. Yeah, I'm very pleased with that. So,
and you'll be on camera more because the network's cameras will be set up on the other side.
That's right. I'm going to put my
chest paint.
Yes, I'm going to take my shirt off, and I'll be the U, and he can be the T, and we'll just, you know, stand there. Is that going to be awesome or what?
Yes.
Yes, I'm doing that. I'm going shirtless this whole time. I'm shaving my chest. I'm painting my face as a checkerboard.
There's a couple of young fellas in the stand. Wait a second. That is not a young fella. One is.
A little old school happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There's a blue and what appears to be a college junior.
Yep.
You're my boy Blue.
Yeah, well, I've seen that old movie, haven't you? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, some people don't grow up.
I'm doing it. So I'm excited. I'm going to that game.
How about that?
Tomorrow. I'm excited for you. I think you're gonna have a great time. Now,
I think so, yeah.
Let's just dig into it while we're talking about it.
Yeah.
The game is at 3:30.
Yep.
We know this.
Yes.
We've checked and double checked this.
Yeah.
I told you to properly tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to leave the night before.
Yes.
You claim you will not.
That's right.
You will leave at 3 in the morning, 4
right.
in the morning, drive
on game
it
day?
On game,
right.
day,
game day,
be there by noon. And I told you noon was too late. I think you need to be pulling into that parking lot no later than 9 a.m.
We're mulling it over. We're not sure.
Let's explore this a little bit further, Biggie. In your vision, in your head, what do you really see Chris Kelly doing at a tailgate?
Right.
Well, see, this is so different. This is an SEC tailgate. This is a giant
this is no joke.
Game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you will just make friends with people. It doesn't matter. You and your son can just pull up.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull up with nothing. You could pull up with a cooler with drinks.
Any orange tent show up.
Yep. And now you might get plied with some shots.
You know me.
Yeah. You may have to take an orange something or another shot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, they call it an orange crush or whatever.
Right.
But I think you would enjoy the tailgate, but to do it properly, I think you need to go the night before.
Well, I'm talking about that with my wife, but of course, the hotel prices are
lodging.
Also, lodging is also up.
Or
sleep on the dorm floor.
Thought about that.
Also, get within an hour. Stay an hour outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Pigeon Forge.
Bingo.
I'll Pigeon Forge this thing.
Yep. Just where the hotel prices won't be as expensive. You can get up, pick up your son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll know people at the tailgate. But tailgates like that are such a different world. You just know everybody once you pull in.
I'm going to try to make this plan over the next week. I'm going to talk with my wife about it. And we're going to try to sensibly do it on a budget.
Live the life, man.
I brought some egg salad sandwiches, if anyone would like one.
You don't spend that on a ticket and then start budgeting.
I'm going to start budgeting because the ticket was very, very expensive.
Uh-huh. Here's some Aquafina if anyone's thirsty.
Shane, you're talking about going to the Tennessee game. I'm going to Georgia at Tennessee in 1 week. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I went to the Georgia-Tennessee. Several years back, my brother-in-law went to Tennessee. So he lived near campus, so we got up that evening, it started raining, so I ran out hurriedly and bought some ponchos at a local drugstore. Got back to the place, unwrapped the poncho, one was a red poncho.
Oh, no.
And so it was pouring rain, so we had no choice. We put them on, we're walking all the way from his apartment through all the tailgating sections, getting booed and harassed the whole way to the game. Then sat there in the rain. We had to buy extra tickets for my wife's friend, and they weren't together, so we bootlegged in one seat, and we were all crammed in, three of us, on one seat, and the guys next to us were giving dirty looks and about to say something. And then they finally realized we were Tennessee fans, so they said, okay, she can stay.
Well, that's at least that. As you're walking through the tailgate, I would have said, I'm only wearing this for the rain.
They only had this one at CBS.
They only had a red one.
It was rough. She's never forgiven me for that either because it was my wife's poncho.
Who won the game?
And then to top it off, Georgia beat the crap out of them.
So that's what I'm afraid of right now. I'm going Rocky Topping. That's my worry. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it. But hopefully we'll just have a great experience no matter what. You know, if Georgia wins and it's close, I'm all right. Be all right. This will be my second SEC football. First time I went, I saw Tennessee play LSU at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And LSU beat them at the last second.
We've talked a lot about algorithms this week.
Yeah.
Don't accidentally end up in the background of some girl's Instagram reel where she's being interviewed.
God, you're right.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
God, I know.
Oh, my God.
Because you were telling me about
You're lurking in the background trying
here is you're lurking.
Listen.
I know. That's your algorithm right now. It's like, what's your craziest sex story?
Mm-hmm.
And all these college girls are saying, they'll probably interview them outside Neyland Stadium.
Mm-hmm. They will.
I can't be behind that. You're exactly right.
You'll just be standing there awkwardly.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have to turn to you and be like, hey, bro, get out of our shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they would have to, for sure.
Stop staring at the girls. You're making them not answer honestly.
I have a son who's 20, if any of y'all are single.
What if your father sees this?